From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President says we cannot go it alone against ISIS. President Obama is in Hanover, Germany today, where he touted U.S. innovation and called for more international cooperation. He also said we're living in remarkable times, even though the headline news might indicate otherwise.
More people live in democracies. We're wealthier and healthier and better educated, with a global economy that has lifted up more than a billion people from extreme poverty and created new middle classes from the Americas to Africa to Asia.
The president announced he would approve the deployment of up to 250 more special forces troops in Syria to reinforce gains made against Islamic State, but said the U.S. cannot win the battle by itself.
We need a strong Europe to bear its share of the burden, working with us on behalf of our collective security.
President Obama reiterated his support for a landmark free trade agreement, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. He called the corporate competition would bring about friendly and healthy. Opponents have been critical of the deal, saying it was made in secret and might come at the expense of consumers and workers. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has demanded neighboring Pakistan evict fugitive Taliban leaders from its soil and hand them over to Kabul for trial. In a hard-hitting speech to a rare joint session of parliament on Monday, President Ghani said Pakistani leaders promised they would use force against Taliban leaders who refused to end the war and join Afghan peace talks. He went on to assert that insurgent leaders continue to use their centers in the Pakistani cities of Peshawar and Quetta for directing violence in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.